This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Millstone Property Owners Association, Respondent Cross Appellant versus Nithyananda Jnanapeetham of St. Louis, Appellant Cross Respondent, Fogarty Farms, Respondent Cross Appellant, decided December 10th, 2024 by the Supreme Court of Missouri. Millstone Property Owners, Opinion issued December 10th, 2024, Association. Respondent Cross Appellant. V. Nithyananda Jnanapeetham, No. SC 1574 of St. Louis. Appellant Cross Respondent. Fogarty Farms. Respondent Cross Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Jefferson County. The Honorable Victor J. Mellenbrink, Judge. This appeal concerns a tract of land that was platted into a subdivision designed for single-family residential use. The subdivision's original owner recorded restrictions on the land. A subsequent purchaser acquired the subdivision in its entirety and attempted to develop the land in a manner at odds with the restrictions, including building a structure not intended for residential use. When the subsequent purchaser's plans proved unsuccessful, a few lots, including the lot with the structure, were transferred to one organization. The remaining subdivision lots were sold to another entity. This latter entity, too, also received an assignment of developer rights from the subsequent purchaser, despite no express transfer of those rights from the subdivision's original owner. This appeal focuses on whether developer rights transferred from the subdivision's original owner and whether the subdivision's restrictions were abandoned. After a bench trial, the circuit court found the original owner transferred developer rights and held the restrictions were not abandoned. With the restrictions in place, the circuit court determined a property owners association created pursuant to the restrictions was proper, and the organization owning the few lots was required to act in accordance with the restrictions. The circuit court further invalidated a challenge transfer of common ground. Following a provision in the restrictions, the circuit court awarded reasonable attorney fees to the property owners association. This court affirms the circuit court's judgment in all respects. Factual and procedural background. In May 2004, Essex Development Inc. executed and recorded restrictions for a tract of land in Jefferson County known as Millstone Subdivision, the subdivision. The stated purpose of the restrictions was to preserve the land as a respectable and attractive residential neighborhood. In pursuit of that purpose, the restrictions established governance for the subdivision, outlined a process for levying assessments, set forth a list of restrictions applicable to lots, and provided for enforcement of the restrictions. The lots in the subdivision were expressly restricted to single-family residence usage only. As to enforcement of the covenants, the restrictions stated, failure or forbearance to enforce any covenant or restriction shall not be deemed a waiver of the right to do so thereafter. 3. Another restriction discussing severability provided, nor shall the failure to enforce a covenant or agreement herein act as a waiver, or prohibit the enforcement of same in the future. The restrictions discussed certain rights of Essex or the owner of the subdivision. The restrictions declared, owner shall have the right to assign all or a portion of its powers and responsibilities under these restrictions to a subsequent purchaser or developer of unsold lots of the subdivision as owner sees fit. After said assignment, the assignee purchaser or developer shall have all the powers and responsibilities of owner under these restrictions, subject to any limitations set forth in said assignment by owner. Additionally, Essex, or its successors or assigns, had a broad power to amend the restrictions while they retained ownership of any lot in the subdivision. Any such amendments had to be recorded. The subdivision's first phase, as reflected on a recorded plat, consisted of 21 numbered lots. An unnumbered lot on the plat containing a lake was labeled as common ground. 1. The plat noted, the common ground area as shown hereon shall remain with and be maintained by all present and future lot owners of the subdivision and all future plats of the subdivision. Under the restrictions, delineated common areas were to be used for the benefit of the lot owners of the subdivision, and common areas had to be transferred by deed of conveyance from owner to the Millstone property owners. 1. The circuit court's judgment and testimony at trial referred to a total of 24 lots. The discrepancy is irrelevant to this appeal. 4. Association to be created is set forth below at such time as owner deems proper and in the sole discretion of owner. In October 2007, Essex transferred the entire subdivision to Ananda LLC by general warranty deed. The